One of the functions of a Dharma talk is to tell us what we already know. And I'm sure you know that our practice is not a hobby. It's a full-time effort. Every moment of every day is our practice. This doesn't mean that we need to always think about our practice. We just need to be open and willing to take advantage of the practice opportunities that arise, as they certainly will. In the closing gatha, we are advised not to squander our life. This doesn't mean to not spend our life in frivolous activities necessarily. But it does mean to pay attention to the true Dharma, the only teacher, which is our life, day by day, moment by moment. So the gatha on opening the sutra, which we just recited, begins with the Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle. Can something be both profound and subtle? It can. And it is our life. Profound in its ungraspable and unknowable nature. Subtle in its simplicity that we so often overlook. The one true Dharma is our life as it is. In every sutra or any other Buddhist text, ancient and modern, points to this very fact. The line continues, rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of ages. It's a long time. But what it really means is that most of us, most of the time, miss what could not be more obvious. We ignore the only teacher, and we overlook the true Dharma, this life. Yours and mine, exactly as it is, profound and subtle. The Buddha saw that our unwillingness to appreciate the ungraspable and unknowable nature of this universe is the source of our suffering. The word he used is dukkha, which derives from ancient Aryan and refers to a poorly fitting wheel axle. A wheel out of alignment results in a bumpy ride. We can't always avoid the ruts and potholes of life. We grow old, we get sick, and we pass away. We can't hold on to what we desire and sometimes receive what we don't want. Through our practice effort, we realign the wheel of our perception. And no matter how rough the road gets, our journey on the path of our life can continue unhindered, and we are free to appreciate and enjoy the wondrous scenery. The gatha goes on to say, now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. It appears to be talking about a teaching in the form of a text or a talk. But we know that it means something much more fundamental. This is simply this. A practice effort is to see, to hear, to experience this moment. To receive and appreciate this experience. And to maintain our practice in those moments and experiences we would rather avoid. This moment experiencing might be mundane, or it might be profound, but our resistance to being just this moment can often be quite subtle and seem quite natural. Fortunately, we have this practice, which serves to develop our ability to manifest an open awareness of whatever the universe presents to us moment by moment. We just need to be aware and not squander our life. The fundamental element of our practice is, of course, our Zazen, our sitting. Teachers, talks, and texts support our practice, but our sitting is the key. Whether we are being just present, counting breath, labeling thought, or working on a koan, it's basically the same. We are fine-tuning our ability to be this moment experiencing, even when it seems boring and useless. Sitting with others is also important, since there is great support in the shared effort and in knowing that you are not in this alone. And nothing supports our practice effort more than Sesshin. So the gatha ends with, may we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. In considering the Tathagata's true meaning, it is important to remember that he was not proposing some new philosophical theory. An intellectual understanding of this teaching is not necessary. But through our Zazen and daily practice effort, we experience directly the fundamental truth of impermanence, non-self, and the dissatisfaction that results from our attempt to grasp the ungraspable and cling to what is impermanent. What we realize is the joyous freedom that always was and is our true nature. One advantage we have is that it's not hidden or a mystery. We need not search very far to find it, because it's always right here. It's up to us, through our practice effort, to realize this truth. What might hinder us in realizing this truth is our insistence that we must grasp and understand the Dharma rather than to experience and manifest it. When I first met Genyo, I asked him, what is Zen? His response was, I don't know. I thought he was just teasing me, but I eventually realized that he was indeed answering my question. So, what is the Tathagata's true meaning? I don't know. And it's nice to see you this morning. Thank you.